Well, Aaron Levana was Zikne Yisrael, right? Called Aaron Levana. This is going to be the day that we're going to mechanech and Rosh Chodesh Nisan that the Reis Hamidrash is going to start functioning. The Mishkan is going to start. By Yomel Aaron, Kach Lecha Egel Mevokal Lachatos. Moshe says to Aaron, take an egel for as a chatos, bring as a carbon. Ba'ayil Oilo Tamimim, Ba'hakir Pnei Hashem. You should bring an egel as a carbon for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why specifically an egel? Says Rashi, "Kal lecha egel, lo hidia." This is to teach you shemachapel Hakadosh Baruch Hu ay the egel zed al ma'is egel shalsa. To tell you that Hakadosh Baruch Hu forgives you through this egel on the ma'is egel shalsa. Aaron was choyte with the chet egel, and Mamela he needed kapara for the chet egel. So Mela Hashem tells him to bring an egel to be mechaper for the chet egel that he did. Oh, so this is a kasha. The problem is that in the prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there were 7 days in which they were mechanech the Beis Hamikdash. 7 days, Shiva Simeah Milur. We had that in Parshat Tzav. Shiva Simeah Milur. The problem is, l'chore, that Aaron, it says over there, that Aaron was mitzuvah to bring a par, yeah? And that was, it was also a kapara for the chet egel. So why did Aaron HaKohen need another kapara for the chet egel over here? When for 7 days he brought a carbon, he brought an egel as a kapar for the chet egel. Why do you need another kapar? The carbon that he brought during the Shiva Simeah Meluim from Chav Gimel Adol to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the kapar for the Ma'isa Egel, already was makapar for the chet egel. So you don't need, who needs another kapar for the chet egel?
He only brought a par this 7 days?
Well, what does it say he brought there?
Did he bring an egel also then? Or?
So what is it? It says that that's how they learned it. What's happening? What did he bring there? Let's see which kabbon is. No. It says the kabbon is there. Parachatas. Parachatas. Let's say he brought an egel. Something is, it says he brought a par. I think it was the point was that.
So I'm saying it's also so he's bringing a par there and an egel here.
Vayagesh. That's what I've written about in Paroilo. Yeah, what does it say there? Provide. Maybe it's easy, I don't know. I hear. You have to see where it is, Taki.
Okay.
Where is it, Taki? After the last look, where it is. John. I saw this in the Mario Diskin. He said that he brought it. Well, really, Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Karbanis. So you have to see. Okay, I have to look it up, Taki.
Okay.
But the state in Mario Diskin, Rabbi Shulayim says like this, that over here, the Kapar for the Maisa Egel, There were two kapars that were necessary because there were two things that were done wrong. Number one, Aaron HaKohen was moicha kineged the chet egel. He didn't protest against Klai Yisrael doing the chet. That was one thing. But then there was the fact that Aaron HaKohen actually made the chet, made the egel. There were two separate problems with what Aaron did. Number one, that he didn't protest when Klai Yisrael served the egel as an avodah zarah. That's one thing. But additionally, Aaron HaKohen himself made the egel. So, and even though his kavanas, of course, were for the good, but nonetheless, there was a takola. There were bad the consequences that came out of the making of the egel. For that, he needed another kapar. So, for that, it says that HaKadosh Baruch forgave him al ma'isa egel sha'asa. It's meduik in Rashi. Rashi says that he was got a kapar for the fact that he made the egel. The karbonis that were brought previously in the Shiva Simeah Meluim, that was brought as the fact that he didn't protest against the making of the, against the, serving the chet egel as an avodah zarah. But now,
that's what I saw. It's like one of the same things.
Yeah, and you have to know why he wasn't Moicha. Yeah, I don't know, he wasn't Moicha. But here it's Al Ma'is Egel Sha'asa, that he made the Egel. So that required a separate kapar. And that was being achieved in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Oh. So that was the kapar that was being achieved when he was bringing the carbon on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yeah. The eighth day of the Meluah. There were 7 days of preparation for preparing the Beis Hamikdash to be start Avoida, and this was the eighth day, and now the Beis Hamikdash was Nischanach. Now it was being started. What does it say further? Vayoyimer Moshe and Pasuk Zayin. Vayoyimer Moshe al Aaron, Kravel haMizbeach, come close to the Mizbeach, and bring your Karbonis. And bring them the Karbonis of Klal Yisrael. Oh. Now, the shaila here is, that what the Rishayim deal with Rashi and the Rabban, which is the ones we'll discuss, we're going to discuss, is why did Moshe have to tell Aaron to go to the Mizbeach and bring the Karbonis? I mean, it was understood that Aaron was going to become the Kohen, so he was going to bring the Karbonis. And there's a specific tzivui that Moshe tells Aaron, go to the Mizbeach and bring the Karbonis. But he didn't know. But what was he telling him to do? Why, he knew that it was Aaron, I knew he was going to become the Kohen. Right? This was not a chiddush that he was going to bring the Karbonis. So why did Moshe have to tell Aaron, oh, go to the Mizbeach and bring your Karbonis? What was he telling him? It was understood. Says Rashi. That was what was bothering Rashi. Travel on Mizbeach. Why do you have to tell him to come to the Mizbeach and bring the Karbonis? So yeah, Aaron the boy should be Yori Lageshes. He was afraid to go up. He was embarrassed. Why are you being embarrassed? You were chosen to do that, and therefore go ahead and bring the Karbonis. And the Ramban brings it a little bit. The Ramban says the way the Ramban quotes the Medrash. Rashi is coming from Medrash. He says like this: Aaron Ochi, Loma Nevchartel is Kohen Gadol. Why were you picked to be a Kohen Gadol? Loichet the Sharis Lefnei Hamokim. Weren't you picked in order that you should become a Kohen Gadol? Hagas Taitecha, make yourself, have a little more self confidence, or raise yourself up. Uboi va'avoda avodasla, and do your avoda. Aaron HaKohen felt, it seems, he was a little, honestly, because of his anivus, maybe because he didn't feel he was right for the job, he was embarrassed to go and do that avoda. He said, I'm not right to be the Kohen Gadol. He felt he wasn't right. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, now is not the time for anivus. Hagas Taitecha, be proud of yourself. Realize that you're on the Madrega, that you can be the Kohen Gadol. A little guy, what the Sfarim would call Gaiva de Kedusha. A guy that you're going to want to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to be the one doing that void. Go ahead and begin and do that void as a Kohen Gadol. Don't think that you're not right to do it. You are right to do it. That's how Rashi knows. Which Stam is a very important lesson. That sometimes people think they have a job, a tafkid, in a spiritual endeavor. And they feel that they're not right for it. This is not for me. There are other people that are better. Other people can do it. If you see that you're right to do it, Hagas Taitcha, the Medrash says. Be proud of yourself. Realize that you are deserving of it. This is where Gaiva has its place. Hagas, that's what the Medrash says. Hagas Taitcha. Be proud. Show that's where you should use Gaiva. I am right to do it. I'm deserving of it. Go do that void is Hashem. What Hashem says is incumbent upon you, what you can do and what you should do. Don't be embarrassed to do it. That's how Rashi learns. The Ramban learns a little differently. The Ramban learns that Aaron saw, well, there's two pshat in the Ramban, but one pshat is that Aaron imagined that there was a picture of an image of a shor, of an eagle, by the Mizbeach. He saw the Mizbeach as because of the Kronos on the Mizbeach, they were like little Kronos sticking out of the Mizbeach. He imagined it like it was a shor. And therefore he was afraid. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, don't be afraid. Go and go do that void. Why was he afraid? L'chayri, he was afraid. It seems that there's two pshat. One pshat Ramban gives is that because Aaron HaKohen always walked around with the picture of the chet eagle in front of him, because he always wanted to chew on it, he always wanted to remember his chet and constantly to chew on it. So in his mind, he had the picture of the chet eagle. Yeah, it was always, that's the Lashon Ramban is, that chet was always set up because kavu in his machshava. It was always in his mind. So Mamela, it looked to him like when it came to do the avoda, that the chet ha'egel would stop the kapar from being affected, because he always had the picture of the eagle in his mind. So when he approached the avoda, the mizbeach, he looked at it like an eagle, and he thought that he imagined to himself that the chet ha'egel would stop the kapar from working. because he had too much, because the Chet HaEgel was preventing him from his carbonus from being accepted, and he wouldn't be able to achieve kapara for Klal Yisrael. No, it wasn't mamish ones, but I guess he imagined the kronis. There were like little indentations, yeah, on top of the mizbech. Again, he imagined that as a shor. That's what it says. That's the Medrash says. Hayarayis hamizbech ketav nishor. It's a little hard to imagine, but that's what it says. He imagined he looked at the mizbech like a shor. And the Chor D'Pshat, that's what the Ramban is explaining. That he imagined he had, since he had the Chet HaEgel always in his machshava, he thought that it looked to him that the Chet HaEgel is stopping him from being from achieving kapar for Klal Yisrael. He's not on the madrega, because he has the Chet HaEgel, he's not on the madrega to achieve a kapar for Klal Yisrael. Hashem told him, no. Andre, you're not right. Avada, you are Roy, and the lashon is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already completely forgiven you from the Chet HaEgel. And Mamela, you can achieve our kapar for Klal Yisrael. You're not lacking. Ramban's lashon is shekvar rotzel kemis ma'isa. You did chew on it, Hashem. You achieved your kapara, and therefore you avado are a worthy messenger for Klal Yisrael to achieve kapar for them. So that's one pshat in the Ramban. That since Aaron HaKohen walked around always with a picture of the Chet HaEgel in front of him, so when he saw the mizbeach, he also imagined that it was the Chet HaEgel. And he thought to himself that the Chet HaEgel is stopping from achieving a kapara, right? Will be ma'akiv in his kaboros being accepted. Moshe Rabbeinu goes and tells him, "Kravel on mizbeach." No, don't be afraid to bring the kaboros. That you are a worthy messenger to bring shleiat to Klal Yisrael. Oh, the Ramban then quotes another pshat, which is along the same lines but a little bit different, which has a lot of. So I want to bring out a Musa Haska, I think, for us. The first Pshat Ramban said the reason why he envisioned the Mizbeach as a shor was because he always walked around with the picture of the Chet HaEgel in his mind. Like we said, the Chet HaEgel was kavua b'lobe machshavta. He always was thinking about his Chet in order to do tshuva. The other Pshat Ramban says is that you know who had made it look like to Aaron HaKohen that the Mizbeach looked like a shor? It was the Satan. The Satan made the Mizbeach, the Tzahara made the Mizbeach look like the Chet HaEgel. And then, Moshe Rabbeinu told him that even though you were forgiven already, you should, right? You have to, the Lashon of the Medrash is, look at the Lashon of the Medrash, Sorech atolitein l'soich pivshal Satan. You have to give it into the mouth of Satan. Shema yastincha b'vias alam mikdash. So I want to explain Beis Hashem what I think this lashon means. Sorech atolitein l'soich pivshal Satan. What was going on here? What was the Satan doing to Aaron HaKohen? What I think was happening was like this. A person sometimes, after he does a chet, he's nichshol in a chet, happens to everybody, nichshol in a chet. So the Yetzer creates an illusion that even if you've done tshuva, that you can no longer, you can't come as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you did before. The chet is going to prevent you from coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't. You're no longer in the madrega. You will not be able to achieve the maila that you could have achieved before. So the Satan made it look to Aaron HaKohen that, you know, since you did the Chet HaEgel, you won't be able to achieve the closest that the Kodesh Baruch Hu by bringing the Karbonis. You can't do it. You won't be able to do it. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell him? Sorech atolitein l'soich pivshal Satan. Take that same carbon which you were chayte in, and which was with the eagle, and bring that as a carbon to Hashem. Why? You have to show the Satan that he's 100% wrong. Once you've done tshuva and you've been forgiven, you can come as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as before. That same chayte you're now going to use, the object that you used to be chayte, you're now going to take that and use it as a carbon. To show that there is no more, that there's no chet anymore. The chet is completely forgiven. All consequences of the chet are over. You can now achieve the same close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you could have achieved before.
What about that's by
as long as you've done tshuva.
He pushes away. He's like pardoned.
But it depends. There are different levels of tshuva. There are certain levels of tshuva which you can have a partial kapara. But if a person can achieve a complete kapara, he can come as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as before.
If someone does something functional purpose,
sure, it's possible. 100%. But even a tshuva gemur, 100% sure. 100%. 100%. If you have genuine charota and is a sincere kabbalah haba, that you're not going to be choyte, avada. It's like it never happened. It's like it never happened.
Turn to a mitzvah.
He's right. Sure. To a mavel. But that's what, but the vort was that the lashon of the medrash sarach atolitein l'tokpiv shel satan. You have to show the Satan that he's completely wrong. The Satan is trying to create for you an illusion that you won't be able to come as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you could have before. Take the eagle and bring it as a carbon. Show that you're going to use what you did before as a chet, and it's now completely avodas Hashem. There's no element of chet anymore in reference to the eagle. No chet there. It's only now a mitzvah. You've done complete tshuva. You can now use the eagle to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to show, you have to put in, that's I think the lashon, you have to put into the mouth of the son. Show him that he's wrong. And the only way to do that is to take what you were chayte and use it for a carbon. There are no bad ramifications anymore of the chayte. This is a muridika lesson. A lot of times, when a person does something wrong, you know, you feel that I was nitchal, I won't be able to get better. I can't conquer it, it's not going to happen, I won't be able to do it. I think they say, because I'm the Kalina Rebbe, I don't remember where I hear it from, but even sometimes worse than the Aveira itself is the Yush that you have after the Aveira. That's worse. The Yush after the Aveira is worse than the Aveira itself. And it's, by me, it's bar like that, it's 100%. Because after the Aveira, what the Yitzhar creates after the Aveira is, you're a bad guy, you can't do it. It's not happening. You won't be able to achieve what you thought you could achieve. Not Emes. Lo nachon. If about it, you need a parish of tshuva, about it, you have to do tshuva. If you're not the man, not tshuva. But if you do tshuva, and you try as best, you make a sincere kabbalah to try to get better, and it does, by the way, kabbalah doesn't mean that you have to uproot, eradicate the chait, that's it, you never, never, never can do it again. It means you make a sincere kabbalah that you're going to try to improve in this area, a sincere kabbalah, then avada you can achieve the close, tremendous close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the chaton will not be mocked. Gevaldik, a very important lesson. You see, even again, avada aron akon his madrega. Avada was because of his anivus. You know, he thought, you know, I had the chet egel. Who knows? Moshe Rabbeinu tells him no. You can achieve the same level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you did before. You did the chet egel, whatever chelik you had in it. You did shuv on it, you were forgiven, start again. You can achieve the same level of kapara as you had before. Lefizeh, I want maybe answer another issue. So, L'chayr, just to point out, L'chayr, in this we see Machlokes Rashi and Ramban. Rashi says that he's achieving that Aron HaKohen still needs to achieve a kapara through this eagle, right? Like we said before. Where the way the Maril Diskin says he needs to achieve a kapara for actually making the eagle. The Ramban seems to indicate that he was already completely forgiven already. Even before the Shmini Limo, he was forgiven. He did truly, he was forgiven. The point of bringing this Egel is to specifically use what you were chayte and use it now for Avodas Hashem. To show that there are no longer any bad consequences to the chayte. That it's now you can use it mamash Avodas Hashem. The chayte has been completely forgiven. That's what it sounds like. The Loshen Ramban is even... Shekvar rotzel l'kim es ma'isav. Hashem forgave you already, it sounds like. And he says it even in the second shot, where he says either the first shot was that he, Aron HaKohen, because he always had the chet egel in his mind, so that's why he thought the mizbeah looked like a shark, like the chet egel, like an eagle. But right, even in the second shot, where it was the sultan that created that image, he says, afal pishin isiratza ha'mokim l'chav rav nezela. It sounds like Hashem already forgave you already. It sounds like it appears to me. If you look at the Ramban, that's what it appears to me. Hashem was makabel the tshuva already. That's what it sounds like. That they were forgiven already. And the point here is no more tzarech atalik mosel pishal son. You got to show the son he's wrong. This illusion he's creating for you is incorrect. you can take the there are no longer the chet egel has been forgiven, and you could use that which you were chet and use it with kedusha.
It's interesting also because it says as maisa. He said according to Rashi that the reason is because of this maisa. One is not a maisa being mocha. It's like Moses said.
It's maisa.
It's maisa. It's maisa. It's maisa. Like, you know.
That even that what he did, the eagle is forgiven.
Like,
yeah, I have. So I want to use this maybe to answer another nekuda. This is a chum asked in the beginning of the parasha. We said that Rashi says that you use the eagle to be mechaper for the eagle that he did. The problem is we have a klal in kategor nasaneg. You can't use what prosecutes you in Shemayim to as a defendant, right? The same eagle which was used to show, right, which was prosecuting against you, can't defend you. In kategor nasaneg. Right, that's why when he went, very good. So that's going to be the chiluk. But right, Chaim is comparing it to like just like when the Kohen Gadol goes in Lefnai Lechem and Yom Kippurim, he does not wear gold; he only wears pure white. Said the reason is because we don't want the Chet Egel to be makatrig to be prosecuted against him in Shemayim when he does the avodin inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. Right, so that's why he wears white. So frekt is Secham. I think it's the Mizrahi's kasha. But why do you use dafka an egel? I in kategor nasaneger. You can't use the same thing which was used for the chay to achieve a kapara, because that's going to prosecute you in Shemayim. That's going to show that you did the avera. How can you use that to achieve a kapara? So this is Secham answers along the lines of what Chaim was saying, that there's a chiluk between avoda that's done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and avoda that's done outside. You know, it's in Yom Kippurim when avoda is done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There, avoda's panim, he calls it. Then there's a problem in kategor nasanegor, right? That you can't use golden clothing. You shouldn't use the big day zav, golden clothing, because then that clothing is going to remind Hashem of the chet egel, which was with zav. And then that chet will prosecute against you in Shemayim. But over here, what was not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim was just regular karbonas. There's no such hakpada. There's no problem. We're not worried about this principle of we'll prosecute against you in Shemayim. Why? I don't know. What the hiluk is, I don't know. That's what he says. For some reason, this is only a problem by the. Could be. Yeah. They asked the kasha. I've seen the kasha. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. They asked the kasha. I don't remember the text. Yeah.
Maybe the form of the animal is not a good thing. Meaning maybe the ego is not the fact that it was an ego, and therefore an ego is going to be a senegra.
TJ.
It's not going to be a problem that way. The only problem is what it was made with the gold.
Right.
It sounds like the problem lies with the gold being put on.
You mean by show you're answering his gosh with Shoiver. He was laid over with gold.
Yeah, the gold is what's gonna be the kategor.
Right, correct.
That's gonna be a problem.
Right.
The form of the ego in terms of us over here is not gonna be a problem.
Why should we I know why the ego was made from Zov. So just be it's the material. Yes, and if the Zov is the problem. Zav is the problem. I hear, but that's a little different than what he's saying. But I see here the loshes matches avoidus chutz. The problem, you see, the way you're saying it's a little different than this. It's different than this is a chum. You're saying different than this is a chum, right? You're just saying that it's the zav is the problem, not the fact that it's the eikel is the problem. He's saying the fact that the teretz is because since it was done outside the kodesh hakadoshim, then it's not. This problem of enka tegen es sanegar is only problem in the kodesh hakadoshim for some reason. Again, I don't know, but that's what's matched. He wore the big deal, but not inside the Kodesh Kadosh. For some reason, it was only a problem in Kodesh Kadosh. I don't know why. I don't know. Right? They ask Harry's cash. Why talk on the shofar that says you shouldn't overlay it with gold because in Kadeganas today? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think they say it's like about Panim.
Yeah, because the call. That's what it's.
Gemara. Mamzah about this Panim is like. Because this is a Rosh Hashanah Torah already.
Yeah, Gemara.
It's like about. Yeah,
this is the call.
It's like about. It's like avoid the being done in Kodesh Kadosh. Rosh Hashanah will talk about.
What about ourselves, right? We're supposed to not. We're like we have a bit of natural evolved.
On Yom Kippur, right. So that's all sound now. Yeah. Give me, it's a reminder. Yeah, I don't know. I hear, right. There's meaning not to have gold on Yom Kippur, right. Right, it's true. Yeah, I hear. But that's what they say. That's what they say. Oh, I was thinking that Lafi, this would only be a problem in Rashi Pshat. Rashi, who learns that the korban, the eagle is being brought as a kapara for the cheta eagle, so then you'll have a problem of en kateger nasan eagle, because then you're using the eagle as a kapara for the cheta. Lafi the Ramban, that's not what's happening. You want to specifically take the what you were chayte and use it for kedusha to show that there are no longer any bad effects of the chayte eagle. That's not preventing you from being oil and avodas Hashem. For that, you have to specifically use the eagle. The problem of en kateger nasan eagle is if you want to take what brought you to do the aveira, and you want to use that as a kapara to take away the chayte, that you can't do. Over here, points are about what we want to do. We want to show that you, the Sultan wants to use the eagle to show that Aaron HaKohen, you can no longer achieve the madrigas you thought you could achieve because of the chet angle. So with Dafka taking the angle to show that there's no, you can, and not only is it not hindering you in Avodas Hashem, you could take it and use it to grow in Avodas Hashem. For that, that's not a problem in Kateger Nasaneger, because it's not coming to be Mechaper. There's no Kapari that's going on. He was Mechaper already. The Kapari was achieved, like Ramban says. That's not the Nekuda. The word is you want to show that you're taking what caused to do that there and you're using it for Avodas Hashem. That Faket is the best way to do that, is using the angle. There's no problem with the Ramban in Kateger Nasaneger, because that Faket, this is the best way you can show that there's no longer any detrimental effect to the angle. This is, again, take or leave. This is my heart, as I was thinking, that the Ramban, you wouldn't have this problem. Because you dafka want to use something that was used for the chait and show that Faket no longer, not only is not hindering you, you're using it to grow an Avodas Hashem. But the cool thing we want to take out, which is again the important lesson, number one, like we said before in Rashi Pshat, Kravala Mizbeah, is that a person has to have a gaiva dikdusha. A person should feel that if they're roy for a certain position in Ruchnius, they shouldn't feel they're not roy. They should have a gaiva that they can do it and they're deserving of it. Loma lekach nevcharta. The Ramban's lashon is hagas daitecha. You should have a certain gaiva. And the way we're saying from the Ramban is the illusion. Very careful to be very careful about that. That when someone's choyte, it's the yush after the aveir is worse than the aveir itself. And again, goyich v'tivdak. I think everyone here knows that. Just a point to be mechazik it. That when you do something wrong, the yush afterwards is worse than what you did wrong itself. 100%. So you have to be careful. You have to be very, very careful not to let the sudden create illusion. You didn't have aveira. You didn't have aveira. Yes, everyone does aveiras. Welcome to the world. Big people, small people, everybody. Everyone does aveiras. You try to do as few aveiras as possible. That's the job. But everyone does aveiras. It happens. The idea is, the job, the nekud is no, you have to still, don't let it, you have to, again, it's not avoid it, but you can't let it bog you down. You have to do tshuva, and the can gain vayte. You go vayte, and you can continue growing. But don't think that it's going to hinder you. But again, as I say, you have to do tshuva, you have to try to make a sincere kabbalah to work on it, but after that, it will not hinder you b'chlal. You can continue growing in avodas Hashem. That's one nekud. Right in the parish, we find, and this I'm going to mention a little bit about Shai a little bit, something in the Kuv, in the Chama for us, we'll get to it at the end. The Pasuk, by the Misa Shnei B'nei Aaron, the Pasuk says, you know, we still know that the Shnei B'nei Aaron died in Nodav Aviyu, and the Chazal say that Kol on the Loshen, what Loshen Chazal is Kol Amori Demois. The Loshon HaMedrash Kol HaMori D'mois Al Nodav Aviyu is a Haftacha Muftach Shal Yamusu Bonav B'chayv. If someone cries for the death of Nodav Aviyu, there's a guarantee that his children won't die when he's alive. Muftach Shal Yamusu Bonav B'chayv. It's a Medrash. Muftach Shal Yamusu Bonav B'chayv. Remember the Valkyrie in the mirror, we try to get very emotional by the Mises from Yom Kippur, which we start this parasha. Shnei B'nai, it's actually in Achrimos. We read it. The Mishnah Berurah there quotes the fact you don't seem like a good. Yeah, to as much again that should be emes, but by moved by someone who cries for death under Avihu, moved to chloes avtoch shemus banam b'chayim. So what's the pshat over here? Why is something that occurred thousands of years ago worthwhile crying about? What's the point of it? You wrote this. What's the big deal? The mice happened thousands of years ago. Touch one doesn't affect me. Why should I cry? It's an aved. This is old story. Why should I cry about? So he says as follows. He said Rashi says in Paragud Pasuk Gimel. Vayoyim Moshe al Aaron, who Asher Dibra Hashem Leimor B'Kroi VaYakodesh. After they died, Hashem, Moshe says to Aaron, "This is what Hashem said: I will be Kroi VaYakodesh. I will become sanctified with those who are close to me." So Rashi's Masbir, when did Hashem say this? By the way, always a good hint when you see a Rashi, you have to try. This Chum helps very much out in this. Look for what was bothering when Rashi usually makes a comment. There's something wrong in the pasuk. You want to try to look what was bothering Rashi. You know, this book, what's bothering Rashi? No, but it's an important good there. Whether you want to use that book or use anything else, but you think about it. What's bothering? This Chum helps very much in this. And or sometimes the lashon of Rashi. Rashi doesn't tell you he's asking a question, but something's bothering you most of the time in the pasuk, right? So he's who I should. Sometimes it's diktuk, but you don't understand. Okay, we got to know that too somehow. What? Yeah. Who Hashem did? When did Hashem say this? Zalk Rashi, that Hashem said it before. That Hashem said before Benikdash about when he said it, when he told Moshe Rabbeinu about building the Beis HaMikdash. It says, Benikdash Bechvoidi, that the Beis HaMikdash will be sanctified Bechvoidi, with my honor. So, Chazal Dash means, it doesn't mean just my honor, it's Pasha Hashem, that Hashem's honor will be there, will be sanctified. That's Pasha. So what does it mean? It means it will be sanctified b'mechubadai, with my honored ones. Those who are special. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already telling Moshe Rabbeinu, originally, that the way the Beis HaMikdash will be sanctified is with those who are closest to Hashem. That they'll be taken away. So Moshe says to Aaron, I thought when Hashem told me that the Beis HaMikdash will be sanctified by taking away one of the big tzaddikim, so then I thought it would be you or me. That's what I thought. We were the biggest tzaddikim in the dark. Shemaynu knew that. I thought it would be me or you. And Rashi later is Masbid, the Kiddush Hashem that came out from it, is that if Hashem shows that there's a din in the tzaddikim, so then Avada, you see that you're to do Ratz and Hashem. But if in the big tzaddikim Hashem acts for them in din, so certainly you're so shy, right? Shows that Hashem is mighty, that we have to act a certain way in the world. So it would create a kiddush shemayim, but the fact that tzaddikim were taken away shows that Hashem is medactic with the chasidim, tzaddikim, and you have to, and there's a requirement to act in a certain manner. Oh, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, I thought it would be near you. Now that I see it's not about you, I see that they're bigger than me and you. Not about you were the ones who deserve to be those tzaddikim that will be sanctified, that Kodesh Baruch will be sanctified through them. That's what Rashi says. I see they're bigger than me and you. So, you see, now that means, what's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? That not about you were greater than Moshe and Aaron. Now we can imagine the Hashpa, says the Panim Yitzhirov, we can imagine the Hashpa that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron had on Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just for that generation. It was a Hashpa that we still feel today. Unquestionably, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nisan HaTorah, Aaron HaKohen, the first Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha that avoided it, he was the Amud, started the Beis HaMikdash with Karbonis. We have the Hashpa from them until today. And what's Moshe Rabbeinu telling Aaron HaKohen? That what? The Nadavi were greater than both you, me and you. Could you imagine had they been around what kind of mashpah we would have? Imagine what Klai Yisrael would look like had Nadav Aviv lived. Klai Yisrael would have been completely different. So says the Panim Yitzhirov, he said, that's why it's worthy to cry. Because what you're saying is that that the hashpa, that what we're crying over is not their death, but the levels in Ruchnis that Klal Yisrael could have achieved had not Vaviyu been around, and they cannot achieve because they're not around. That's a ground of Aveda. It's a tremendous loss. That's a tremendous loss.
How do you understand that?
That
they were afraid of
the Moshe? I don't know. Why? How do you
understand the
greater? I don't
know. What's the question?
Why? They had the potential to be bigger.
So they would not. It sounds like they were mamish bigger now.
Did they
fulfill? So it's not saying don't let me. It sounds like they're bigger now.
Okay, so.
You're saying it's not fair? How do you understand?
What do you mean? Is Ishel and him? Moshe saw a shaman.
It needs more of a head. What? It does need more of a head.
Moshe did his entire potential that he had.
Moshe Eber Hashem.
Could never be a novi like.
Maybe unless he means like Judah that they had the bigger potential to become greater.
I think that's pshat. It doesn't make sense at all. If they were bigger, why would he think him and Aaron? They wouldn't know that they were bigger.
That's sometimes you don't know. You don't know. Could be they were in the start. Not.
So they had the potential to be bigger, and then they were taken. So then they didn't fulfill their potential as much as Moshe did.
Were killed. Really.
No, but again, then you can't say that because if they had potential and they could have fulfilled it, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like they were bigger. I don't know. Maybe they were bigger. I don't know. Like, how do you, I don't know. That's a Rashi.
What's the connection if they want to be children back?
Oh, Shalai, right. What's it? Shalai Musa Bona Bechayim. It could be Shalai Musa Bona Bechayim. Second. Yeah. What are we saying? We're saying that not, this he doesn't say. This maybe one proposed, maybe. Yeah, that the pshat is that what are we saying? That Klal Yisrael lost the madrigas that they could have achieved from not the hashpa they could have had from not the vaviyu. Right?
What about the hashpa could have had from
the shmua? What about the hashpa from the shmua? Oh, so that was. One second. So when a person lives out his life, that they were, it sounds like not the vaviyu were taken before their time. Right? They were taken before their time. And he was Mekainen, and what is he? We're despairing over what? The fact that they didn't fulfill their potential. Or the void is the hashpa that we could have had from them, we didn't get. The levels of rudeness that clients could have reached, we didn't get because of their potential. So, the normal derech of life is that shows that children should outlive parents. That's why it's such a tremendous, that's why people are always so sad about it. That's what should be. Children and outlive parents. So when a person is sad over a level that we're over there, where the children of Aaron didn't outlive his parents, right? And because there was certain levels that they could have brought, that they could have achieved, which they didn't, right? So mamela, that's maybe the schar that the schar is that your children don't die when you're alive. If you despair over the fact that Aaron's children died when he was alive, so your schar will be that your children won't die when you're alive. But I thought another of you were great. That's what I'm saying. They obviously were gedolim, and they're. Correct. It's true because when someone's older, I mean, the derech of people is to die, right? When a younger talmud, for any younger talmud chacham is taken from Klal Yisrael, then the hashpa we didn't have the full hashpa that he could have had, right? A person in Gold was taken away. You can't say that Klal Yisrael didn't get from Moshe Feinstein. You know, he was 91 years old. You can't say that. You know, he should Avada would. You know, he could have lived longer. It's true, but you can't say Klal Yisrael didn't get from him. Now, I don't know if that would be as much of a taina. When you have someone who's younger, who's taken away, that's a much greater tragedy. So, maybe if you're mitzvah over the fact that not Vaviyu didn't outlive their parents, so maybe and you mitzvah over that hashpa, so you'll be zaycha that your children that should also live longer should outlive you, and maybe which is the derech, and maybe they'll be able to give their hashpa to Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, also maybe it's like you're mourning the loss of the effect that something had on you. you're mourning the fact that, oh, we could have had a bigger effect on Kali Yisrael if they would have stayed alive.
Right.
So therefore, the thing that came out of you that, like, you gave to the world, that's not going to die young. The thing that you, like, affected the world with, since you care so much about the world, you know, being affected, your children are not going to die young. The things that you created to go into, like, you know, to come to the world to affect, they didn't die young.
You care about you care about the shpa that
right, the outgrowth. So your outgrowth is not going to be taken away young, because you want to see that thing mature. The thing that you want to see mature is not going to be cut off short.
Right? Interesting. Yeah, but it works even better, the fact that you're mixed now over the fact that their children died.
Their children died.
Right.
For sure, I'm saying I'm like
yeah, and another level. Yeah. So that's about it for us. It's about as any young person is taken away. It's about a greater sorrow. Because they didn't, you know, the hashpa we could have had from such a person, Zavada Gimal. But Mitzad Hasheni, I want to say a Nechama. So I think a Mordik is I just saw this morning. And then when that will end, it says, Vayidoim Adet, it says, after it's Hashem, Moshe says, Aaron, that Bikroi Vaya Kodesh, that Kal Yisrael will become Nikdash with Aaron HaKoin, it is Vayidoim Aaron. He was quiet, didn't say anything. So, and Rashi says he got some reward for being quiet, which is tam amar digizach, that a person who's makabel a tzara, and he doesn't question why, he accepts it, he gets chafrit. The schar was that Hashem spoke to Aaron and told him only. Hashem spoke later on in the parasha. Hashem only spoke to Aaron and told him about the parasha of shtuyayin, not coming and drunk to the base of Mikdash. So you see, there's a schar for that. For not questioning, there's a schar. And the Chofetz Chaim even adds further. The lashon is vayidoim Aaron. It says he was quiet. It doesn't. The normal term being quiet is vayacharish. It's also quiet. The Chofetz Chaim says vayidoim is mashmas like a doimin, like a rock. And he says just like on a rock, you can there are no emotions by a rock. The outside looks just like the inside. So zok the Chofetz Chaim that Aaron HaKohen on his outer way he looked to people looked like a rock. There were no emotions. He was not nikur any tzar by him. He looked like a doyman. Like he looked almost like something emotionless. Didn't express no tzar. Didn't express any tzar on his face. Hey, it's a gevaldig madrega. But that's you have to know that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Vayidoymar. There was no expression of tzar b'chlal. Vayidoymar. Oh, but. So that was the schari guy. But I saw in the Gur Aryeh, in the Maral, he says a Mordig is ach. He says if you look in the Rashi, the order of the Rashi is out of order. Rashi quotes this Rashi by Yidam Aaron that he was quiet right after the Rashi that right we quoted before, where Hashem where Aaron told Moshe Rabbeinu that I thought that one of us would be taken to be Mekadosh Hashem, and then it happened with your children. And right after it says Vayidam Aaron, which is out of the order of the Rashi in the Pesuk. Zok de Gur Aryeh says Maral, why did Rashi put it out of order? So you have to know, the Rashi Vayidam Aaron should have been at the end of the Pesuk. Rashi put the Vayidam Aaron before the other Rashi's on the Pesuk. Because Vayidam Aaron is the end of the Pesuk. And Rashi put it in the middle.
I thought that was the printer.
But obviously you see that the Maral, no, it's Maral. Nice Maral says that there was an order. Yeah, that this is Rashi that did it. It's Maral. Right, Rashi. Maral. Zokta Maral and that Rashi put it there to tell you because there's a connection between him being quiet and what he called and what Aaron and what Moshe Beno told. Says the Maral, you know what the Torah is telling. Rashi wants to hint to you why you know why Aaron was quiet. Why how he accepted it? Because Moshe Beno told him that his children are Yirei Shemayim, and they were the ones that were close to Hashem. He was quiet. He accepted it. He was able to be Makabit. When he heard that his children were taken because they were in such a Gevaldig Madrega, that was a Nechama. That was a Nechama. And that's why he was quiet. This one is a little different. It's a little different. He said it was not that there was a Kiddush Hashem that came out of them.
Okay.
A little different. The Maral saying the Nechama was. But then when he heard that they were taken because they were the Yirei Shemayim, they were the ones that closed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was a Nechama. We're sticking for us, I believe it's also a sticking Nechama by us. We've been saying all along that Shai was, I think it's still worthy to bring up, it's not, again, but Torah's Nechama. Mitzrayim was a carbon for us and for the Dor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those who are Mudav, post him. When Aaron heard that they was taken because he was in Reish Shemayim, he was an Azak Gevaldik Madrega, that's a Nechama. You see that the person was, we had such a, Nechama L'chayra is that you see we were able to have, you know, have a unique from such a person. On the one hand, we said that we can't have Nashma from anymore, which is what the Preponovich Rav is saying, that that's what we have to cry for the Mises and another Vavir. But Mitzan HaSheni is a Nechama. That we were able, to, you know, for his parents, at least for our parent, to be able to produce a person with the Yirei Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him because he's so special, because he's so close to him, that's a Nechama. By Yidamar. He had Nechama. But so that, I think, is a Gevaldik Nechama for us, that there's no question that, right, as you said, Shai was the Yirei Shemayim. So he said, Mushlam and Oleir is Toya Avoidin Yos HaSodim. He was taken as a carbon, it was Nigdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nigdash, with those who were closest to him. Okay.